We've come so far. So why are we having to fight in 2012 against politicians who want to end access to birth control? It's like we woke up on a bad episode of Mad Men. Because when Mitt Romney says he'll get rid of Planned Parenthood and turn the clock back on a century of progress, it has real consequences for the 3 million patients who depend on Planned Parenthood each year. Women like Libby Bruce, who you just heard from, or women like Brandy McKay, a 27-year-old woman whose stage 2 breast cancer was caught at a Planned Parenthood health center. And thank God she's now cancer-free. Or the woman who went on Facebook after Paul Ryan voted to defund Planned Parenthood and posted, "Well, I guess they don't understand that us military wives go to Planned Parenthood when the doctor on base can't see us." So Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan are campaigning for women's votes by saying that women need their help. Okay, this is coming from two men who are committed to ending insurance coverage for birth control, who would turn women's healthcare decisions over to our bosses, and who won't even stand up for equal pay for women. Okay, well, as my grandmother back in Texas would have said, any more help from Mitt Romney, and I'm going to have to take in ironing.